Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. So, Rich, I think things are changing in the United States. I think we're getting dumber. And here's some proof. So, for the last couple of days, I've been designing a heat exchanger for our hot water system. I came up with a new design. And I think it's better than all the other designs I came up with. So I'm going to implement this one. But in order to do it, I need to have a 3/4 inch piece of copper plumbing pipe. And it used to be sold. You could buy it in a roll, 60 feet long. And a lot of places would sell it by the foot. So if you only need 10 feet or 5 feet or 3 feet or 2 feet, you can buy it. Not anymore. I can't find it around here. So before the broadcast, I called the plumbing supply companies in Springfield. This guy might have it. This guy might have it. Or other store might have it. Home Depot, Lowe's, plumbing supply places. Nobody's got it. It's called Type K, 3/4 inch copper tubing. Anyway, it's getting tougher to find things. And if you go to Aldi, you look at or the Chinese factory outlet, you look at their shelves, you find out that the choices are getting fewer and fewer and fewer, and the stock is getting more shallow and shallow and shallow. So there's less on the shelves, and the choices are fewer in the food aisles. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that. And I'm also seeing that everybody's trying to sell you right now, before Christmas, right now, actually, you know, a month ago, trying to get the money before the next guy gets your money, before you're out of money. And that's what's happening right now. It's like fierce, fierce sales right now. And it used to be that this stuff didn't happen before Thanksgiving. Now, before Thanksgiving Day, they have sales. As a matter of fact, Christmas music was playing 2 weeks ago in Springfield. And they would say, you know, we're getting ready for the Christmas lineup. We're going to have Christmas music. And they would have the jingling. And they were alluding to and, you know, teasing you with Christmas-type music. So the last couple times I went into, I'm just rambling on some things that I've been thinking of that have been bothering me. Last couple of times, you know, my finger's bloody. And it hurts. And it, I would have thought that it would have clotted by now, but it hasn't. But so I went to Springfield yesterday from the farm. And I decided to listen to the radio, and I kept pushing with the tip of my finger the advance button on the radio to look at the next higher frequency, next. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing worth listening to on the radio, nothing, nothing. That's why my finger's bloody, because it wore out. It wore out pushing the... the next button, you know, trying to find the next frequency that might have something worth listening to. Radio has become lousy, and I can see why people don't listen to the radio, because almost all of it is lousy. And now, the songs, you can't sing to them, you can't hum them. Even the performers can't do it without, you know, electronic assistance. It's miserable. The words are lousy. They try to make words that don't rhyme. They try to make it rhyme. I mean, good luck. So the music is lousy. The talk radio is lacking. And those who are involved in it repeat what they just said 8 different ways. It's miserable. Absolutely miserable. And then, and yet, there are 700,000 podcasts running right now. And you go to YouTube and you try to find out how to adjust something in your transmission or a clutch or an engine. And the guy comes on, hey, YouTubers, how's it going? Really? Who's going to answer them? Nobody. Nobody. It's not interactive. Why do they say, hey, YouTubers, how's it going? Pretty dumb if you ask me, but that's what they do. And that's what's out there. Anybody can be a podcaster. Anybody can get on YouTube. Anybody can say whatever they want. And so much of it is lousy. I just can't get over it. But there we are. So those are a few of my comments about what I've noticed recently.
May I comment on your comments there, Vince, real quick?
Please do.
Okay. First of all, you mentioned early on the show there's 7,000 podcasts. People are hungry for information.
700,000.
Oh, 700,000. Yeah, that's crazy. And people are hungry for truth. They don't want political correctness anymore. They want information they could use. You know, and you also mentioned about homeschool. Well, Google now has been caught literally changing search results lifetime. That's why I always say you cannot get your definitions off of the internet anymore. You can't get terms. You can't. Everything is skewed to control the public. And as far as teaching social and political indoctrination, that's what public school is for today. In small towns, it's a little better, but they're teaching kids how to, you know, little boys how to give BJs. They're teaching to choose your gender identity when kids are confused enough as it is. And, you know, one of the biggest deterrents I hear about homeschooling from public school advocates is that your kids don't have social skills. Well, pretty much 98% of the kids I have working on my place I hire from homeschool families because they have better social skills because they're thinkers and not followers. They can listen better. They usually add a debt earlier in life. They have better work ethic. And it's not everyone compared, you know, I'm speaking in generalities here because there's exceptions to every rule. And you're talking about how also people are, there's ads everywhere and people are desperate to sell things. It's because 80% of the people are broke. They live paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They're using debt to pay for debt. And as far as gardens are concerned, I think that's some, I know we've had shows just on gardening, but it's important, you know, when you were talking with Dr. Shealy about fluoride, you know, even China labels it as a pesticide. It makes women sterile, makes everyone docile, creates cancer. It's one of the main ingredients often in rat poisoning. I mean, we can go on and on about the MSGs with dozens of names and the propylene glycol, which is antifreeze in food, and the fact that antioxidants are barely in foods anymore, and the fact that we're literally modifying our proteins and our enzymes and lots of our foods, and that's why it's so important. And basically, it's for the profit and the shelf life and how long it lasts in the field. And nothing's being done for the little people. Nothing's being done to educate people on boosting the immune system. Nothing's being done on teaching the six areas that deal with the immune system, like inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, cancers, and tumors. If people would do the research or listen to shows when we talk about this stuff, who knows how many pharmaceutical drugs, synthetic drugs, we can actually get people off. And one of my favorite acronyms, and I talk about it when applicable, is SARP, S-A-R-P, Synthetic Artificial Refined and Processed. If people would take those in moderation, I think everybody would be a lot healthier. Vince?
Yeah, I was thinking, as we were talking about these things, how things are changing. We know a guy who has a 1996 Dodge Caravan. It's a handicapped, accessible type van, and it has a ramp. You know, you push the button and the door slides open and the ramp comes down and you can ride out with your little scooter. It's in rough shape. It doesn't look all that pretty, and so it needs some electrical work. There's some gremlins in there, and it has need some work on the sliding door and some other things. So the senior, he's in his 70s, wanted to sell it. And so he asked our son to, you know, see if he could find out what the salvage value or what a junkyard would pay for it or, you know, auto salvage place. So our son worked on it yesterday to try to find out how, you know, he was trying to help our friend with this van. Nobody wants it. No auto salvage yard wants it. It's too old. 1996 now. The engine's good. The transmission's good. It's got four tires, wheels. It's got some seats. It's got glass. I mean, there's a lot of parts on there that could be used, but it's too old. Nobody wants it. So what do you do with it? Well, it's worth $50 a ton. So that means it's worth $75 per crusher value. But the engine works. The transmission works. It's got axles. It's got bearings. It's a lot of parts on there. So, I mean, if you had one and you needed spare parts, where would you go? Because the junkyards aren't going to have them anymore. Because they don't want them. Because it's too old. We have lost our way. We've absolutely lost our way. As a matter of fact, if you talk to a mechanic and you say, I've got this old car and, you know, it's 20 years old. Can you work on it? No. Why? Because it's too old. Huh. What does that mean? Well, it means it's too hard to work on. So, you know. What I'm saying is we used to have, value durability. Now we value features. Features. Cars are so complex today that that people don't even know the features in their cars because the manuals are too thick. Way too thick. Way too thick. The vehicle showed up here at the farm and I was interested in looking at the battery. So I raised the hood. Oh, it's not there. I raised the gate. No, it's not there. I'm not really sure where the battery is. You know, it may be under the rear seat. But we have gotten very, very complicated. And new vehicles like the 2019s, if you decide to put your blinker on, you know, turn signal to change lanes, it will look and see if there's anybody that might be in your blind spot. And it'll tell you on the dash whether it's safe to turn or not. Really? So you don't even have to look anymore. Just depend on that dashboard to tell you if anybody's around you. We've gotten to the point where we don't think it's necessary to turn the steering wheel. It'll do it for us, you know, like a Tesla. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So what are people going to do? And our son said something really interesting. He said, you know why people go to the movies, Dad, right? Because they've got nothing better to do. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that people have nothing better to do than to go to the movies? We're falling down. And when I think about that, you know, when instructors would call the house and they say, how's it going? I go, it's just terrible. Why is it terrible? Well, they turn the lights off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And next time I talk to them, I say, it's terrible. They turn the lights off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And yesterday I said, it's terrible. They're turning the lights off at noon. And what I'm saying is, there's not enough daylight. That's what I'm saying. Not enough daylight for the Finelli family to get done all the things that we need to do. We can't get it done. And with the shorter days and longer nights, it's way worse. And going to the movies, can't imagine. Can't imagine getting 3 hours together to go to the movies. I can't imagine. We have too many things that we have to do. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us off gridmontana.com. Headlines, Daily Mail. Brace for the coldest Thanksgiving in decades. 100 million Americans are on alert as bomb cyclone and second powerful winter storm threaten. Travel chaos with strong winds, heavy rain, and up to 3 feet of snow from the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes. Over 100 million people are under weather warnings in 26 states from California to New York Tuesday. And the first storm is already underway as snow is currently falling at the rate of 3 inches per hour in Denver. About a quarter of Denver International Airport's 1,500 flights have been canceled, and airport officials say more cancellations are likely. The storm is expected to drop 2 feet of snow from the Rockies to the Great Lakes into Wednesday. Another major storm is expected to hit the West Coast later Tuesday and could bring, today, and could bring bomb cyclone conditions with over 2 feet of snow in the mountains in the northwest and possible flash flooding in Southern California. Storm, it will move into the Rockies and towards the central U.S. on Thanksgiving, also known as Thanksgiving, before dumping rain on the East Coast on Sunday. So I just wanted to mention that it looks like that could be a pretty serious storm. And, serious weather. The coldest Thanksgiving in decades. 100 million Americans are on alert. And now they use the word bomb cyclone. I don't remember bomb cyclone when I was growing up. Never heard that term. It's a new term. Do you hear that term when you were growing up, Rich Eben?
No, that's a new one for me, but a little sidebar, Vince. Zero Hedge just put an article just to show you that there's a reason why your show is number three on GCN and the only one on RBN Network. And the article states, Bloomberg journalists demand management reverse ban on investigating boss Democratic rivals. And they're calling this the biggest story in 12 months after we just mentioned that this is USSR-sanctioned, approved behavior where the Democrats don't even need to be investigated on or commented on their news, and it is gospel. So I think I don't believe in coincidences all the time, and I think they heard us say this, and this is why articles like this come out. And, yeah, Vince, your show, I think, is quite popular. I hear people commenting to me all the time, and a lot of people appreciate the things that we say, the facts, the economic 101 updates. I think the most comments I get as far as kudos is the fact that we have the guts to say the truth, and we do not care about political correctness. And I think this is what's waking up the people. I think the people can see that it is the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs, and it's not as much of a left-right paradigm as people think. People agree that the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the globalists and are even funding every sanctioned message that gets to the public, from the mainstream media, through academia, through public schools. It doesn't matter. It's all done to divide and conquer, and especially lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. And that's why people are going to the movies. That's why cars are getting more difficult to work on. We're being groomed to lose control of our destiny. We're being groomed to not having skill sets. We're being groomed to not looking with foresight. And it's a very dangerous time for our country, Vince.
Well, I've been thinking about how many young people I know who actually know how to do things mechanical. And it's getting fewer and fewer. Now, we have some mid-20-year-old farm boys around here, and they do, because they were raised around farm equipment. But if they weren't raised around farm equipment, they would not know how to do things like check the oil on a vehicle. And that's something that we're seeing every day here at the farm. People come in and they have problems with their cars, and our son will take a look, and he sees the same thing all the time. They forget to change the oil. They'll go 2,000-3,000 miles past when it should be changed. They'll go up even more than that. How can they forget? How's that possible? But that's what they're doing. They forget because they don't know. They don't know that you're supposed to lift up the hood.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As peace talks continue in a so-called trade war between the U.S. and China, experts and people close to the White House say completion of the first phase of an agreement could take effect early in the new year. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway talking about it this morning.
wants a deal, but President Trump always waits for the best deal. He could have had a deal last May. He left it on the table because he felt the Chinese changed the terms last moment. But we're getting really close, and that first phase is significant. But the president wants to do this in pieces because it's such a large historic trade deal.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The all clear was sounded a short time ago at the White House and Capitol after a lockdown that was prompted by an aircraft that violated restricted airspace over the nation's capital. The aircraft determined not to be hostile. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sheena's with us. Hey, Rich, I was just kind of looking at gift ideas that Best Buy is promoting, you know, things that you can give other people. They're all electronic, and they're all like speakers, you know, wireless speakers, pretty much everything is wireless. And I decided to look up wireless or Wi-Fi thermostats for a house. Now, I remember being able to buy a thermostat for about $15. You know, if you want to walk all the way over there and then either rotate the dial or slide the lever about $15, and you can control your gas furnace or your oil burner with one of these manual thermostats. But it's on sale now. You can save $25, and you can get a Nest third generation thermostat for $224.99, and it will communicate wirelessly. Now, why would you want to tell the internet what temperature your house is and when? Why would you want to do that? Well, some people think it's worth $224.99 to be able to do that. Some people want to be able to tell their light bulbs, you know, dim a little bit, or to go on or go off, you know, without getting off their scooter or their lazy boy or its equivalent. I am stunned at how lazy we have become. Like having a ceiling fan. We have ceiling fans in our house. But if you want to power that up, you flip a light switch and it will turn on the ceiling fan. And if you want to change the speed, you pull this cord once, twice, or three times for, you know, low, medium, or high speeds. You can do that. But some people think that that's too hard and they want to have a remote control and they want to point the remote control at the fan to control it. But what happens if your battery's dead in the remote control? What happens if you lose the remote control or break it? Now what do you do? I can't get over how we have swapped durability for features. It makes no sense to me. None. But that's what we've done. We've done it with washing machines. We've done it with dryers. We've done it with dishwashers. They're even smart mixers. You can control a lot of these household appliances from your smartphone. It seems to me that it would be harder to go over to my smartphone, if I had one, which I don't, to control an appliance than to just go over to the appliance and power it on. It makes no sense to me. But yet, people are doing that. People have these devices in their homes. And if they want to be stupid, they want to spend their money frivolously and carelessly and recklessly, that's fine with me. But what's not fine with me is if they have those in their home and they don't tell me that everything that is being said, every utterance, every sound is being sent to the internet. That I have a problem with. So I'm not interested in going places. You know, in the remote possibility that anyone in my family might be invited someplace for Christmas, I'm probably not interested in going. Unless I know that these people don't have these smart things in their home. I really, really object to this. This is spying on us as individuals without our knowledge nor our consent. And I object to it. Rich, you have any comments on that?
Well, technology is a double-edged sword, and it's more censorship and surveillance for the powers that be than it is a benefit for us. You know, when you do what you just suggested, you're opening yourself to hacking. You're allowing somebody who has certain computer skills to come in and change the parameters of whatever you're monitoring. It could be your off-grid system, your generator, your voltage, your amps. And when you talked about the fan, you know, basically it's also a lowering of the bars of standards and quality is what's happening in the manufacturing world and the products and countries we get the products from. So you're paying more for forceful obsolescence. But I know a couple of people who live off-grid who kind of brag about their fancy system, and they have a monitor in their cabin or in their home, and they can check online how things are working. And there is some benefits to that, I guess, if you're on the road a lot. But if you're retired, I personally enjoy going to my setup and checking my generator, checking my inverter charger, checking my batteries, checking my my solar controller. I like going to the spot and killing as many birds with one stone as possible, if you will. I don't trust the technology. I mean, we should be more concerned with people. And keep in mind, before I say this one article, folks, I do eat out once in a while, okay? I'm not 100% eating indoors, because sometimes you just have to. And here's an article, over 75,000 pounds of salad recalled due to E. coli. This is a recent article. We should be more concerned with food intake and building our immune system and creating antioxidants and having a good quality of life than increasing technology, because that imbalance between technology and nature that we are seeing is causing a lot of despair, a lot of debt, a lot of problems. And I'm all for technology. You know, I live off grid. I have a solar array. My whole system is electronic. So I'm all for technology. However, we have to have a balance in life between technology and nature. As we lose that, things get a lot worse for the little people. Vince?
Okay, so when you talked about the generator, what came to my mind is some people have these really, really sophisticated generators, and they can sense a power outage. So we're on the grid, everything's good. Oh. Grid's down, generator fires up, transfer switch automatically throws, everything's great. I would never have one of those. Never. And I'll tell you why. Because my protocol, if I'm going to get in my truck or car, even if the truck or car is at our home on the concrete pad right next to the garage, before I get in my car or truck, I walk around it. I look at the tires. I look for leaks under it. I smell for leaks like gasoline, diesel, whatever it may be. I want to know if that vehicle is likely to make it to where I'm going. And when I get where I'm going, I do the same thing before I get in it again. I check that. I look at the tires. Is everybody good? Any flats? Any leaks? Any smells? You know, did the fuel line rupture, the fuel tank rupture? Is there any damage to the vehicle from somebody else's carelessness? Or is anybody in my vehicle? That's what I do. So in that line of thinking, that protocol, I would never have an automatic generator fire up because it thinks that the grid is down and it would need to fire up and run the devices in the house. What if you're not home? What if you're not home? What if there's a propane leak? And when that solenoid clicks to fire off that starter, there's a spark inside that solenoid. Boom! Could go that propane leak. Why would I do that? I would not do that. And in that same line of thinking, believe it or not, I look at our washing machine. I look under the washing machine when I approach it. I look for leaks. Did it leak? Is the water pump bad on the washing machine? Did the refrigerator leak on the floor? I look for things like that. I knew a guy who had a hole in his kitchen floor. A hole. When I say a hole, you could fall through it. Okay? Because his refrigerator drip pan was a self-defrosting or frost-free refrigerator. When they defrost, there is a drip pan underneath the refrigerator. And so drops of water go into this drip pan, and it's near the compressor, and there's heat there, so that water evaporates. But if something goes wrong, and that line that drips into the drip pan gets plugged up with little bits of food or whatever might be in your refrigerator over the years, and it happens, you see this, a lot of appliance repairs are because of these little lines that are too small, get plugged up, and then water drips out of the refrigerator. Well, if that happens, it can damage your floor, weaken the floor, mold, mildew, and your floor can become weak and fail. So I look for things like that all the time. I wouldn't even get in a little riding lawnmower without looking at the wheels. I want to check the oil. I want to know that it's right. And I'd be furious if I had a generator that would come on without me checking the oil first. I'd be furious. Am I going to allow some mechanical slash electrical sensor to tell me that the oil is correct? As a matter of fact, there's a 2004 Mercedes that was here. And you go to check the oil, you pull the dipstick. It has a dipstick. Dipstick tube. But when you go to pull the dipstick out, all you get is the plug between your fingers. There's no dipstick attached to the plug. It looks like it has one, but in the tube it's empty. So I took two dipsticks and I made one so that the oil could be checked mechanically. You know, raise the hood, pull the dipstick out. Yeah, I had to do some really careful measuring, but I made one because I thought that this vehicle needed to have a dipstick to check the oil, rather than go inside the car, wait 5 minutes after the engine shut off, push a couple buttons on the steering wheel, and have it tell me whether the oil level's right or not. What does that mean? Oil's okay. Does that mean it's a half quart down? Does it mean it's less than one quart down? I don't want it to be less than a quart down, because oil is the thing, the material, the substance that transfers the heat from the engine to the cooling system. I don't want to be one quart down with an 8-quart system or a 5-quart system or a 6-quart system. I want it to be at the correct level. So I'm not going to trust these electronic gadgets and features that the GDP thinks are really cool. I don't want a smart TV looking at me when I look in my refrigerator or look at my refrigerator or watch me walk across the kitchen. I don't want that. I will not allow that. And in our home class, it's all wired with wire. Wire. That's the old way, and it works just great. Rich?
Well, it's just analogous to today's pilots. A lot of pilots are admitting to losing control of, they're losing their perishable skills, which piloting a plane is.
Yeah. And if they're losing their skills piloting a plane, what about the GDP losing their skills to operate a vehicle? Navigate. What about potholes? Do the Teslas know when there are potholes ahead? Do they slam on the brakes? Or they just drive through them?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with this offgridmontana.com. Rich, I don't have one of these things, but I can't wait to go get one. I'm looking at the internet, and there's a 28-cubic foot four-door French refrigerator made by Samsung. And I'm reading the reviews, and this guy says everything, or gal says everything I expected. Quote, my fridge was delivered last Saturday. We really liked the color. Not sure if we were going to like the black stainless, but it really goes well with our counters. Organizing the shelves was simple and worked perfect for what we have in there. Setting up the family hub was a little bit of a task. There were several updates needed. Seemed like it would never end. After all the updates completed, started loading with pictures, Samsung and Gmail accounts. Everything runs well. We installed the necessary apps on the phone, and the fridge and phone work flawlessly. I'm going to run further testing, and we'll be back soon. After using my fridge last week, using the inside cameras to shop, add to the shopping list, and seeing what's about to expire, it's made our shopping easier and less complicated. Being able to send and receive memos, posting on the whiteboard makes it fun and amusing. Communications with the whole family. Using the family hub screen as a monitor has helped with cooking, i.e. watching YouTube how-tos. Walking by my fridge, I get to watch a whole array of pictures from all of our libraries. The kids like using the memo and the whiteboard to leave funny comments. Listening to music is easy. Matter of fact, setting everything up was simple, and it all runs just like a phone or PC would. Thank you. That's what a refrigerator is today. Refrigerator is the center of activity. You can leave funny comments for the rest of the family on the whiteboard on your refrigerator. When I say whiteboard, I'm talking about a big screen. A big screen. You can watch YouTube videos on your refrigerator. What a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, smartphone-controlled refrigerator freezer. Four doors. 28 cubic feet. Everybody needs one of those, right? I can't believe it. What is it going to cost to maintain that thing? I can't imagine. It's got a camera on the inside, so you don't have to open the door. It'll tell you when your food is expired. Wow. Matter of fact, you can probably go to work and see what's in your refrigerator. Wouldn't that be fun? Any comments?
Well, Vince, a lot of people, that's one of the reasons why we always talk about economic 101 is because a lot of people don't think about the cost, the debt. The rolling blackouts that's occurring right now, it's not just because of fires, the smart meters, the hacking, the loss of privacy, the higher energy costs that are coming. I mean, we can talk about this to a blue in the face, but I think a lot of people are justifying and rationalizing this new technology when they're 80% of people are in debt up to their eyeballs. And I think they have to have distractions in order to rationalize their life in a lot of ways. I mean, I personally know people who have brand new sports cars worth 70, 80 grand. I know people who have huge homes. And a lot of those people, most of them, are in debt up to their eyeballs. And they're either trying to keep up with the Joneses or manufacture the perception that they're successful, or they're just trying to rationalize the new technology for the sign of the times, thinking that that's the way to go, but they don't think of the bottom line and other circumstances as well. And that's why you always hear me talk about the four most important things in life is freedom, liberty, time, and health. And you could put many, many subsets under those categories. But when you are in debt and you lose privacy and you're getting hacked and energy costs are going up, I think those subsets get more compromising as time goes on, Vince.
Yeah, and I was, as you're saying that, I was looking at that review. I'm trying to think, these guys, how could they write this drivel? And what I found out was it's a little icon to the side. It says incentivized review. I wonder if incentivized review is equivalent to fabrication, lie, deceit, misinformation, con job. I wonder. I think that's what it means. And I was looking for some of the reviews that were like 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, rather than 5 stars. Can't find them. Can't get to them. Can't get to them. So, class, I can tell you that I was at a house where someone bought one of these Asian refrigerator-freezer combinations. And the doors are so flimsy that if you close the refrigerator door, the freezer door pops open. It's kind of like in your house. You know, you come in the front door and your back door pops open when you close the front door. Would you like that? Or when you get in your car and you close the driver's door and the passenger door pops open. Would you like that? That's how flimsy these things are. And if you look at vehicles who have been scrunched up, accidents, little dings, you look at the damage. How did it get so wrinkled? It's because the sheet metal is so thin. Rashid, thanks so much for being with us. Wow.
Always a pleasure, man.
We're falling down, class. We're falling down. And it's up to you to turn this around.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.